Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 240.
Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
Actually, I came to Indonesia almost 40 years ago as a student because I wanted to learn how to plant churches from Indonesians. We wandered out in the villages, we did little tiny Bible studies, but we were still trying to build traditional churches. We wanted to eventually have a building and a little cross out in the middle of the village. Today I'm working with church planters, some of the same men even, that I went to school with all those years ago, but now we're finding out how to start things that are simple and reproducible, and that's very exciting for me. You know, the value that movement leaders get from media as compared to your average church pastor who stays inside a very small circle of people, does most of his Bible teaching with the same set of people every week, is that movement leaders, by definition, are starting things that spread away from them. So their first disciples start new groups that start new groups, and then they share with their family member in another town or another island. And so after 4 or 5 years of really successful movement ministry, most of the people that the original leader is ministering to do not live anywhere near him. And so media does something very special for a movement leader. It actually empowers him to let his disciples continue to teach disciples, not only nearby, but in a different city, a different province, a different island, even a different country. So it's very powerful when we share media tools with movement leaders. You know, there's a variety of ways that media ministries can serve movement leaders. Probably the first thing a movement leader is going to ask is, how can I get testimonies from my best leaders down to many generations of leaders who might live 5, 6, 7 groups away from them? And so the first thing they're going to ask is, how can I make effective testimonies, or what we typically think of as a small documentary film? And so this is one of the first things that you can do. Actually, for some of them, even before they make their first documentary film, they just want to have good audio, because a lot of the stuff they do, the audio just isn't very good. And so whether it's something simple like saying, put a sock over your phone, or something complex like, here, let's get you a lapel mic so that your recordings are really nice. Those very basic things are the starting points for media leaders to help movement leaders. Of course, it depends where you are. If you're in an urban area in India where people are used to a lot of media, a lot of cosmopolitan kind of living, they're going to want to try more advanced media, such as short films that they can send out over their phones. They're going to be doing both discipleship into their movements, what we call media for movements, but they're also very actively involved in media to movements. They're doing real external social media programs, but they have the follow-up people. That's what's so different about empowering these movement leaders. They can really make things go once they've gotten the evangelistic message out, because they have people on the ground to do the follow-up in the local language.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
So actually, as a media specialist, you might think, oh, well, what I do isn't as important because I'm involved in arts or ethno-arts. Listen, these movement leaders are out there with indigenous people, and what they have actually within them is hundreds of volunteers. They got people who can dance. They got people who can sing. They got people who can paint. They've never done this for Jesus before. So modeling for them through media you already have from other places that, hey, this is honoring to God when you use your dance, when you use your music, all of these things can be taken off the media leader's shelf, so to speak, modeled to a local person, and then they're like, oh, I've got a dance, I've got a song. So there's actually many different ways that media leaders can empower movement leaders to use what they have, which is abundant people and minimal resources, to multiply gospel messages among their own local community. You know, another thing that media leaders can do for movement leaders is to help preserve the legacy of the people who started these movements and who've labored so long to get the first group started that led to new groups in new regions. We recently lost one of our senior leaders about 8 weeks ago, who had actually helped form the principles that he watched Jesus developing, and he could articulate them in a way that other leaders could then copy. And so he helped us learn how to do small group coaching. He helped us do a better job at small group Bible studies. He helped us learn how to do reproducible, simple materials that could be used again and again in different contexts. And that leader also developed some of our best leader development, so that he had groups not just down to second, third, fourth generation. He had groups down to 8 generations, 12 generations, 17 generations in some regions. And there just aren't very many people in the world who both accomplish it, but also know how to teach it. And now he's gone. Fortunately, we have some recordings of his. We did some transcriptions of his work, and we've been able to turn some of that into written materials. But one of our even more passionate younger men, several years younger than this guy, has fruit in over 80 ethnic groups. His personal ministry has over 60,000 believers under it. His team's ministry, maybe 84, 86,000 believers. And so we've been very excited about him starting to do more voice recordings, more video recordings. And it's with great sadness that I have to say that just 2 days after our media training in his house, he passed away suddenly of a heart attack, meaning we've lost two of our most fruitful leaders in 8 weeks, and our team is hurting. And the issue of legacy is not one that we can afford to ignore. Timothy received 2 letters from Paul at the end of his life because it was just too important to Paul to not pass on his legacy to Timothy, the most important final words of a senior leader to the man who was going to take charge when he was gone. And now we have a little bit of recordings from one leader, a few more recordings from the second leader. But what about the other 20 leaders we have out there, some of whom do not have good health? And what about our most senior coach, a missionary who's been here more than 30 years? He's retiring. Well, he says he's retiring in 18 months, but we don't really know how much longer we have with him. We need somebody to come alongside him, help create visuals, art, and just record his trainings now while we have him, so that for the future, this legacy of how these many movements started, now over 100 movements in our country, is preserved for the future.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.